Tom Foles drives around thousands of acres of leafy soybean and tall stalks of corn he grows in far west Kentucky. His crop has grown well. That's something not all Ohio Valley farmers can say after this spring's flooding. On top of bad weather, farmers are still dealing with the ongoing trade war.
Everything is just scary. And I mean, there's so many things that we think we figured out that really we don't have any idea what's going on.
He says farmers are operating on tight margins. So that's why 2 weeks ago, he signed up for the second round of federal payments to farmers meant to ease the impact of lost trade. He would rather have trade agreements, but he says the payments keep farmers afloat for however long the president's trade disputes will last.
If he doesn't keep stepping up with these different little payments to help save us until it gets done, there will be a lot of farmers that won't be in business in a couple years if it lasts that long.
Foles says he still backs Trump and understands why he's going after countries like China. A nationwide Farm Journal survey from July showed a large majority of farmers still approve of Trump. That's a common refrain from regional farmers I spoke with. Ben Click is a corn farmer in Northeast Ohio who supports the president but wants him to be a little more careful with his words.
You know, I wish he would just quit saying that he's close on something when I guess he's been saying that so many times now. I'd rather him just say, hey, be patient. You know, this takes time rather than say, hey, we're close on something, we're close. And you keep getting your hopes up, then nothing happens. But
John Meadows also voted for Trump. He's a corn farmer and heavy equipment salesman in Braxton County, West Virginia. Meadows says he's undecided about his vote in 2020. He wants politicians to put aside the partisanship.
Well, the last several years, we're either in the left ditch or the right ditch. We haven't been going down the road with one or even two wheels on it.
Meadows had not intended to sign up for trade relief payments until he heard how much he could get.
I just found out today that I could get $124 an acre for it, and I was floored.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture uses a formula to estimate the trade damage each county might suffer. Braxton County had the highest such rate in the Ohio Valley. And some economists believe farmers are actually being overpaid. A University of Missouri report argued that some market lost due to Chinese tariffs was offset by exports to other countries. Ohio State University professor Ben Brown agrees, but he says there are still farmers in need of help.
If you feel like the market signals down the road aren't going to turn more favorable to you, maybe it's better to get out now with positive net worth than just keep draining that away.
Brown says he expects more government payments to farmers if the trade war drags on. Ohio Farmers Union President Jill Logan says his members want to give the Trump administration a chance to follow through on trade, but he says some are beginning to question whether tariffs are the right path.
I would say that their tolerance for further misery is becoming limited.
Farmers have until December to sign up for payments. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.